Blog Talk Radio.
Universe. Welcome, people. Happy Wednesday to you.
Ooh-hoo.
It is 1 o'clock. You're with the Bridal Body Shop on Blog Talk Radio.
On hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day.
The week
went really quick this week.
Tuesday, I tell everybody, the week flies.
Right? It's
after Tuesday, that's it.
Yeah, it's just really, Tuesday really.
Tuesday is the day.
Yeah. And then after this, it's just like one.
Yeah, day after this, it's Saturday.
Yeah, I love it. But let me tell you something, my friend. Today I came out. Well, she was here.
Oh.
And I could have used gloves, right? Right? Did you bring gloves today? Yes, you did.
They're in my pocket.
Of course you did.
You know, if my hands are warm, I'm warm.
It's true.
Because I have, like, what's it called? Raynaud's disease.
Yeah.
So I need my gloves.
No, but it's funny because I was thinking, no, you know what, I'm pushing it. You know, it's really not going to be that cold.
No, I wore one the other day when I went food shopping.
It's windy, too. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But I hope it, you know what, I hope it doesn't, it's not windy enough to blow those, like last year, remember, that blew all those beautiful leaves off
that's
the tree.
That's what's happening now.
I know,
that's what it's all about.
I know, but
everything falls down.
I know, love, but what I'm trying to say is I don't want it to happen too quickly.
Well, it's happening.
No, yeah.
Yesterday, my lawn people were out there. They must have had 50 bags of leaves in front of my house.
But last
and that
year,
was just from my
what
house.
I'm talking about, last year we had like a windstorm that happened prematurely,
right.
And it was just like, it was a wash.
Well, Saturday was very windy and rainy, if you remember.
Yeah.
Remember how windy and rainy?
Yeah,
that's where all those leaves fell down the most.
Yeah. So welcome to fall, everybody. Welcome back to our show. A little bit of a new format. You love her when she's on, so we figured we'd bring her on.
She's here now. Let's put her on.
And our fitness correspondent, Winter Gabriel, is joining us, and she's going to be coming on. Let me see, a couple of times a month, and she'll be coming in, chiming in with little. Little tidbits of information, things that are hot on the fitness scene, and she'll be joining us in a couple of seconds. I think she's on deck. But what we're going to be talking about today, Elite, first let me ask you. Wait. Rewind this, Elite. See, you got me completely off track with your nonsense.
You're going to introduce us.
Yes.
Let me put my gloves away.
Okay, the ladies behind the mic are, Lori Towers is me.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing? I get nothing? Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Elite Siegelman is she. You know, this format is going to change.
The jackpot.
This format is going to change. The Bridal Body Shop is who we are.
Wow.
Yep. Let's get a boo in there for Elite Siegelman.
We don't have boos.
For her poor co-hosting skills. And we're happy. We're happy that you joined us. We're on the air 4 years. And we are just thrilled to always be here with you and know that you're enjoying the ride as much as we're enjoying driving you. So that being said, topic of discussion today, Elite, first, how are you?
I'm great.
Okay, I've got that out. That was my obligatory how are you, Elite, because I really don't mean it today. But we're talking about, this has been, you know, and we don't get political on this show. But what we're doing is we're just going to lay a foundation of what the past, I would say 18 months, but more in particular, the past few months. It's just been...
Do you know, I was listening today to a show that I listen to all the time. Actually, no, I was listening to The View. It was on The View this morning.
Mm.
And Sheryl Crow is putting up a petition, okay, to making the presidential, like, the race, less time until to the debates and all that. Just less time for everybody else to go crazy about it.
But, you know...
Because it's too much...
But, see, it never was... And this is what I'm saying. The shift in dynamic has gotten to be a really, really, really nasty, a nasty one. And usually we don't,
because you know who.
Right. But this is what I'm saying. It's just gotten to a point where it's just very, it's gotten to a point where it just changed the climate a little bit. It's just gotten to be a very hostile, very stressful. I mean, again, I think a two-party system is wonderful, and we agree to disagree. And at the end of the day, we get in each other's cars civilly and just disagree on policy. That's the way it's supposed to be. But this has gotten to be something. And I've watched debates for years, as long as I've been interested, which was since I was maybe about 18. And it's like this has gotten to points like watching your parents argue all the time. And that sets just a tough foundation to thrive in or to find a safe space to be in. So that's...
Well, like you said, it's been very nasty.
But see...
And people, you know, we don't talk to each other that way.
No,
You know, people don't relate in that kind of manner to each other.
It's just a bad example.
It's just a bad example.
And like I said, disagree on policy, but there's got to be some sort of human dignity.
There is no policy on one side.
Well, we know that. But this is... Combined with what usually happens around this time of year, which is we have light deprivation. So there's more of an inclination to be, I guess, depressed, a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more moody. So this becomes a time of year with all of this in the package to be more stressful. And upcoming holidays, a lot of people are not good with holidays. I mean, you and I more or less like the holidays. A lot of people find it to be a very stressful time of year. So everything in this one big box, how do we do it? What are the things that we could do in our lives that will
stressful.
Keep the stress at bay? Let's be serious. It's going to come. It's going to be here. But what do we do when it's here? How do we juggle our lives and the stress that's infused in them? What can we do on a daily basis that would keep it more at a percentage that we could live with? And that's what we could be discussing today. What the average person can do. And I think our lovely Winter Gabriel is standing by. Fitness correspondent.
Let me get her.
Winter Gabriel.
Hello.
Hi, ladies. Hi.
How are you?
Good. I have to say my stress level went up when you started talking, like, just briefly about politics, because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know the show was about politics. I got nervous, too, because
I started Googling politics.
And I'm like, oh, God, you know, but. And I don't think you want to talk politics, but I was not prepared to share this, but I had a run-in.
Go ahead.
I worked for one of the candidates, and I could share the story. It caused me stress without going on either side of the fence, per se. If you want, I wasn't planning
on
it. But
share, please.
Okay, I just honestly, I was like, talk about stress levels. But I'm a dancer, and I was hired by Donald Trump to perform for his company, for his real estate company, at one of his annual holiday parties. So my girlfriends and I, we were told they want a chorus line number, and they rented the beautiful, legit Broadway chorus line costumes. I remember being so excited and being fitted for it, and how professional this job was going to be. And, dear choreographer and casting director of mine, Tamara Schrader, she taught us the original choreography, and it was this whole thing. So we go to the Grand Hyatt, and we're told that Donald Trump had requested that us girls all be positioned around the room in a pose like mannequins so that when his guests came in, it was creating an ambiance, and we were not to talk, we were not to move, and we're like, okay, I mean, I've been in jobs where I'm supposed to be sort of like a mime and this and that, all kinds of crazy things for parties, but we're like, okay, fine. So we're positioned two girls at a station, and wouldn't you know it, I was wondering, would I see him? He comes in, and he's with this larger man, whatever, and he scans the room, and he comes up to my girlfriend and I, and he says to his friend, pick one. Pick anyone you want, and you can take her home.
Oh, my God.
And, you know,
how
I'm not
this
supposed
to. That surprised me, though.
That's not surprising me.
I wasn't supposed to move, and I wasn't supposed to react. I was supposed to be a mannequin, but I think I kind
and
of moved my.
And we didn't pay you for this, right?
No.
No. I had no idea this. No, I didn't even expect it, but I had to just share this. So
that is
I
too
made,
funny. Perfect.
I made a facial reaction, and he leaned into me. I'll never forget it. I felt his breath on my face, and he says to me, he's rich. Do you like him now?
Oh, my God.
And then he drew away.
Are the gifts that keeps giving. That is just absolutely, that is a perfect story. Oh, my God.
I'll never forget it. And honestly, ladies, I never talk politics. I'm just remembering that, and now I'm realizing he's, you know, president.
So you're listening to this whole presidential debate, you know, this race and what's happening on his part. You totally mm-hmm. believe everything that these women say.
You know what? I do, and I do because I saw it firsthand.
All you have to say is I do.
and what I want to say, and then let's definitely talk stress because it sure does get your stress levels up, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yeah. It's like you're friends with people that are on the other side,
yeah.
and they're in favor of, and you mm-hmm. you try to really separate.
You have to, yeah.
Your friendship from, and just try to kind of wrap yourself around the idea of they're seeing these things, whether you've experienced firsthand.
Okay.
You know, they're seeing this side, and I just try to, you know, on social media and in just in general. Not
yeah, you haven't
ignorant,
been political. I mean,
but
neither one of us has because everybody else has been doing it for us. We don't have to do anything.
Right, and it does. It invites a lot of controversy and a lot of stress.
God,
exactly
too much.
What your show's about. But I'm, you know, I just so there
wow,
you go.
That,
but
that is that's a story.
Listen,
that is perfect.
You really landed bomb today. Yeah,
I love it.
Thank you.
Like I said, Winter Gabriel, the gift that keeps giving.
And, you know, it's funny because we didn't know if you were political or not, you know, but this is how we were going to start the show off.
Yeah.
And you just, like, you know,
yeah,
you go,
no
girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, everybody probably has an opinion or should have an opinion.
No,
and,
that's what the world's about,
exactly
of course.
Right. It's fine.
Right.
Of course.
Right, but it is a state of, I really feel that we are all around this particular election, I do think there's a sense of, my friend said it really beautifully. He said, we're holding our breath.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
and
so
on top of, you know, getting darker earlier and on top of the holidays, which brings people stress, honestly, because they want to keep up and they have to
yeah.
buy gifts and they want to,
yeah.
Maybe there's a big fanfare with it and that fanfare is supposed to be so joyous, but
yeah.
at the same time, it brings on financial burdens and it brings
exactly.
on family dynamics
exactly.
and, you know, so it is a stressful time. And I know for me, if I had to give a helpful hint outside of the very obvious, which obviously we can talk about, but I try to just change my environment a little
yeah.
bit and, you know, my father and I like to take, you know, to go hiking and
yeah.
just really take in, we like to be physically active. You know, I didn't want to just say exercise because some
mm-hmm.
people don't like to exercise. So that's
yeah.
the idea of stress,
a lot
you know,
of
exercise gives them stress, right? Let's be quite honest. But when you change your environment completely, and then we add the hiking benefit and we just really look at things that are bigger than us and just
absolutely.
What's going on
yeah.
with us inside of our head.
Exactly.
And we see nature and for some reason water really can change our state of being. And I bring him up because I think talking to somebody in a different environment that's outside of like your daily routine and, you know, you get locked into your routine and you might, I think it makes us behave a certain way and we take on the vibrations of our environment. if you change that, sometimes the most beautiful conversations and gems of words or wisdoms or just loving conversation or helpful conversation comes out of it. You would never expect it, but it does help to really help me stay in check. So that's one way that, you know, I try to relieve it. And another way outside of the obvious, I mean, I'm so dying to say massage. I mean, get a massage
for
40 hours.
Like, sing it.
How could you
sing
not?
How could you not? I mean, come on. That's a huge stress reliever.
It's enormous. And
then who do you go to, by the way?
Well, I go to Lori Towers.
I'm only kidding.
I mean, hello, who doesn't know? And then I go to Lori Towers, who doesn't know?
Yeah.
It is imperative to get that physical touch that goes in line with massage, you know. So it's like a whole broad topic to me, but massage in itself, a good masseuse that really understands where you're holding your stress, how to get in there, how to create a safe environment for you to actually relax, because you can go in to get a massage and the person or the environment or their energy can cause you stress.
Yep,
and that's not
going to
help,
sure.
Is it? You know, so a good masseuse, and, you know, I'll obviously use Lori as an example, really understands if the person wants to talk or if they want to be silent or,
right.
You know, and where they hold in their stress, and they understand how to really get into your knots and your aches and just ease it out. And just honestly touching another human being is so healing. It's unbelievable, you know. So if you can get the massage, and if you can maybe just hug people more, you know, if you don't carve out, we carve out the massage as much as we can, you know, and if you can't do it as much as you'd like to, hugging somebody or people even holding their animals, it's that physical touch that we really need. It changes our state of being. And it's such a wonderful stress reliever. It's been physically proven to do it. And then the other obvious is exercise. Get yourself a good, you know, exercise class or personal trainer. I know, how can we not bring up Elite? I know. I mean, it's how can we not? I'm a physical fitness person myself, but somebody that helps to motivate you and to figure out if you're going to use stress, exercise as a stress reliever, what is it that you enjoy, you know, and what even ignites your passion? That, again, is like changing that mind state and your state of being. I really think that that's the key to, for me anyway, is to, because if you look at people, you know, doctors that prescribe antidepressants, and I just want to say that I'm again not knocking it, but what I'm saying is they change your state of being.
Absolutely.
So that's what they do, right? They make you more even, or they level you out, but they
change your mind state.
And if you want to experiment with trying to do that, because I do struggle with depression and I struggle with the light change and, oh, my God, I think that's so true, just the changes in it getting darker. How do you change your state of being, you know, and how do you do that? It makes you feel better. Exercise, elevating that heart rate and moving your body, it gets those endorphins going, and a good trainer or a good group fitness director or instructor can help you to find what it does that excites you and gets you to that place, so that your mind is engaged, your mind and your body, and just kind of takes you away, because you can go through a class and you're just exercising, but your brain is, you know, not really connected, and then I just don't think you're getting that full benefit.
No, you're not.
So that's the obvious. But you ladies made me realize a huge stress reliever as you were starting the show, and you both made me laugh. Because you were talking about, you're like, well, the leaves are supposed to fall. I mean, you're like, Lord, that's why it's called fall, you know. And I'm laughing. And again, I was nervous. I mean, I'm always nervous before I do anything or come on and talk to people. But I was like, oh, my gosh, that's a game changer right there. How often as adults do we really laugh? Right. And how many times a day are we laughing? It's such a free gift.
Beautifully said, exactly.
Isn't it, though?
But you also have to put yourself in a situation where, you know, where you can laugh, watch a funny show, or go to see a funny movie, or be around people that do make you feel good and make you laugh. It's all really our own choice to laugh, you know? Or we can just sit in the corner and cry.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's all our decision.
Yeah. Although, I mean, you could put in maybe a funny movie. I know some people do that. Like, say you can't get out of that corner and you are crying. Like, try to pop something in. I almost said the VCR.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's
pop something in the VCR.
I'm sure I still have one. I still have one in my house.
You do?
Of course. I have a DVR and a DVD and VCR.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm sitting in my dad's apartment. I always get out of my environment when I make this phone call.
And he has
one,
right?
Yes, he does.
Because he doesn't know how
to
use a DVD player.
I help him. God knows I can barely do it. But pop something in that DVD player or that VCR, and it makes you laugh. But even better, in my opinion, is listening to something that makes you laugh. You know, people, do you know how many times, so I'll be like, I'm going to go on this radio blog talk show, and people say to me, oh, it's a radio show. And I'm like, yes. It's, you know, blog talk, internet, hello, people. Mm-hmm. Like, it's up with the times. But, yes, people are talking, and it's a form of entertainment, and it's informative, and it's valuable.
Yeah.
And so if this makes you laugh, listen to, you know, a podcast or a radio blog talk show or, you know, step outside of the box a little bit. Maybe it's not a television show or a or a movie that just kind of shuts you off, but it's something that you listen to and you focus your attention on.
And
it's important.
I find, now this is just my opinion, I love, and even as a kid, I didn't watch TV as much as I loved to listen to radio. I mean, they had mystery theater on.
My mother-in-law has it on 24/7 with the TV on.
I just think radio is still such a potent media.
It's just
absolutely wonderful. I mean, because sometimes you have to create the visual, you know, and I think that's a wonderful thing to have.
You're talking about talk radio?
Right. Well, anything. If you're listening to the radio, I used to listen to mystery theater as a kid. You had a voice that was like Orson Welles or something.
Right.
And you were just enthralled, and you just created the scenes as the words came out. You put the colors in. I think that's just
a
wonderful
thing. The whole mystery of it.
You're using your creativity and your imagination at the same time. And, again, you're not – we're dying to do that as humans. We're not just numbing out and watching a screen or, you know, maybe shut down somewhere. It's actually – allowing you to use exactly what you said, Lori, and maybe multitask at the same time, so you can move around your house, or you can have it in your ear, you know, buds, and you can be doing other things. But it just kind of allows you to get again into a different mind state. And if people are forgetting how powerful it is to listen to a radio show, they need to be reminded, because it's such a, you know, a great thing. And if it makes you laugh, and if it gives you some information, and if it just gives you communication, if it makes you feel like comforted, like, oh, I love these people and I love their chemistry when they're speaking, and I don't feel alone, you know, maybe, you know.
But that's the problem. The whole issue here is with us human beings is that we're our own enemy.
Yeah.
And we're down and out. What we do is we isolate and we make things worse because we think that we don't deserve to be happy and we don't deserve to laugh. And what the key here is to break through that And that is
absolutely
a big key to do that. I mean, you need to be super strong to break through that isolation of saying, hey, I can't feel this way anymore, or I don't want to feel this way. It's solid.
Right. Because honestly, there's one choice or the other. There's to be there's a choice to
be happy
find
or
the happiness
to be not, right,
or to not. You know,
right.
And we're so blessed to be in this world, and I know that can sound a little woo-woo, but it's so true. We're very, very lucky, and we are here, and we are on this journey, and we have the obligation. I try very hard to take the focus off of myself and put it on other people. A beautiful acting coach of mine, Matthew Corazine, said this to me: get your attention off yourself and get it onto someone else, or get it onto others. Because,
but I would never think you otherwise. Yeah. Because not knowing you so personally well, and seeing the pictures I see on Facebook, I see that you're so.
Oh, she's very
you're
generous,
a humanitarian.
Yeah,
you're out
absolutely
with so many different people. I see you're all different international.
She's generous with her soul.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're all over the place, yeah. Winter. And I think that it's great that you have, like, all different cultural friends, too.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
Well,
so
thank
I don't
you
see you that
it's
that you're into
very
yourself
helpful
or break out of it.
No,
you know,
no, no.
Because I can
he
never even
saying
see that.
So he was giving, he was trying to express that it is so important, because we tend to, exactly what you were saying before, Elise, that we get so
wrapped up into our own
misery, and,
right,
and wrapped up that we forget to look outward and maybe see all the beautiful things that we can grasp onto that will bring us laughter, that
exactly
will bring us joy, that will bring us connection.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can then
well,
you
it's
can
a process.
Then find
I think we all have to learn how to think that way, you know?
It's hard. It's a choice.
It's very
and I
hard
do
it's
think
very
that.
And I think us women being hormonally, you know, put together,
mm-hmm,
we have our highs and our lows, and the highs and the lows, and there's basically no mediums with us. It's either we're really high or we're really low. Am I right? I don't know. You are so
another
even. It's not funny. Lori is a machine, okay?
Is she?
So don't
see, I knew
don't
I was gonna
listen
you know what
to
is
anything.
No, listen, Winter. This is why I didn't say
nobody
anything
relates
because
to her.
I knew she was going
to
attack me. I knew this was going to happen.
She does not relate to any human being, okay?
I sat here, sweet as you please, letting, and then you have to ask me, you don't think so? And I have to be honest. No,
because,
I don't think so.
Because you don't. You are just so even until you're not. You know what I'm saying? You have a really, really high, and then you're even, and a really, really high. You basically have no low because you don't show your low. So that's the difference. She does not show her
right
lows.
How did this get to be a show about me?
Well, let's talk about Lori Towers now.
Change the subject. I want to talk about Trump again.
No, but, you know, in a way, it's good to be like her. In a way, it's not too good to be like
geez
her. Because
Mary, where are we going with this? When to stop this?
Yes. Well, this is what I would interject. Sometimes, this is not Lori, this I'll say about myself.
Thank you.
Dan. Sometimes the people that are either always high and or even, sometimes those are the people
holding
that know that they
back
can get to the
right
depths of the lows, so they do everything they can to
exactly
to keep it somewhere. But
do you have the bell over there? Bing, 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 bing. You
no,
got it.
And you know what? You know, those of us that are really kind of in tune, some of us are a little bit more in tune with how to regulate ourselves. And for me, you know, you brought it up. I literally thrive on people. I always laugh. I'm going to bring my sister up, Asia Gabriel, who literally is the reason that Lori Towers and I are even talking.
Yes, I heard that. That was a great story.
She researched. I'm going to toot your horn a little bit, but she researched. You know the one of the most
I'm throwing your horn away.
prestigious, you know, known physical therapist masseuse that really specialized in dancers and
mm-hmm
athletes who really needed a good massage and didn't want to just be stroked and poked and like whatever. Mm-hmm. So. She connected us, and speaking of Lori being able, I have to say this, speaking of Lori being able to maybe she's not always even, because Lori I spoke with someone else, not Lori, via
Natalie.
Email. And talk about having
listening.
Some charged emails and phone conversations. We did not get off on the right foot. And, okay, so I was like, who in the hell is this woman
that
is setting
Natalie.
The tone? I can't go to I said, I'm not going into this environment. Like, this isn't going to give me a good massage. Lori's email and her power of words, let me tell you, not only turned me 180, 160, whatever it is, but I just, you know, I fell in love with her right away. So anyway, I don't even remember why I brought this up. I don't even remember why I brought this whole thing up.
I enjoyed it, though. I don't care.
Well, you said you were going to toot her horn, and then you said about the highs and lows of people, and then I lost my train of thought.
So did I. But thank God Asia brought me to Lori. Oh,
how
no,
you
I
got to,
was,
right, your sister. You were talking about your sister.
And my
lovely,
sister brought
lovely.
Me to Lori. And Lori knows how to sense somebody's, like, where they are and to bring them into a good place. And I think that that's a gift. Because, and I was saying I'm a people person. So not only am I choosy about being in front of people or teaching people or interacting, but you have to find the right people.
Right.
And when the chemistry is right, there we go.
Well,
you know, it really can enrich your interactions, and then you get the laughter, and then you get the healing of the connection.
Mm-hmm. And that's right.
So,
and healing. All features of healing. That's exactly
right. It is. And it's a chain, isn't it? It's like a big circle, because one person can connect you to the next and to the next, to the right.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
You have to really stay on the right.
And you have to pick the right links. That's the whole thing.
Yes.
You have to choose your links wisely. Because, I mean, that
absolutely.
Old expression, misery loves company, find good company. Find
mm-hmm.
the right company to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Find the positive influence. Instead
not
of
a Debbie Downer.
Yeah. Well, the tendency is, I think, to want to stay with people that understand what you're saying. And maybe
and you always know that. You
it,
always feel that. You know, you always feel if you're, let's say you're around new people, you always feel, you know, I like this energy of people. You always get that.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially the older we are, because when we're young, we're so naive. It's just, you know, we don't know. But the older we get, we know.
I think we're more discerning as we get older. We're more selective. We know more about us.
And we have, less time for people that,
And you know what the oddest thing is? Sometimes our partner, our life partner,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're the exact opposite energy as we are. Sometimes the law of attraction pulls you together because you help to bring the other one up or to balance, to make the balance. Because, you know, my husband, I remember when I met him, I remember when he asked me what I did for a living. And when I was just speaking to him, he was like, you know what, you really love what you do. You're one of the lucky ones, you know, it was a little hint of, he was someone who he didn't really love exactly his job, but his
mm-hmm.
job provided a means for him to exercise and to be into triathlons and to be
mm-hmm.
Involved in what he wanted to do. And, hey, that's
sure.
important. But I really found out in our journey that his tendency was to go a little bit lower. And I know that I think he was attracted to me because I kind
mm-hmm.
of brought him up, and I think that's okay, you know, because as long as you have a warm person, it's okay to kind of find the balance. And sometimes that high person that's like crazy energetic and
mm-hmm.
maybe always high, sometimes they need to be, you know, balanced a little bit. So it's interesting how that works.
That's what partners are for. They balance each other out.
It's that yin and yang. It
yeah,
works.
Right.
You know, and, you know, sometimes, of course, I think that the contrast can present a problem, but you work at it as human
mm-hmm.
beings. You work
right.
at it. You know, you understand each other and you're safe with each other and you could work through anything.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, as long as I think somebody who is relatively a lower person, and sometimes I really think it's just our chemistry, you know, in our bodies, just our DNA, but if that person is attracted to somebody who tends to be more up and more positive, they are in seek and they have the desire to be brought up, you know, and be up, more of an up person. So,
well, they usually say you seek what you don't have in yourself.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I love, I just recently moved to suburbia, and talk about a environmental change. I mean,
how are you liking it, love? How are you assimilating
Well, I mean, it's,
tell us the good parts.
Okay, the good parts are it's a safe, small, lovely town with a strong sense of community.
But
really,
you have to get to know the community, right?
You do, and you're in a home. And you're in, I'm used to having my walls connected to somebody.
Right, that's what I'm saying. How do you?
I can't tell you the last time I did that.
Thank God your kids are small, because otherwise you'd never meet a parent.
Exactly. So I'm really trying, but I do feel a little bit isolated. Last night we looked out the window. There were six deer.
That's beautiful, though.
Out on
that.
Our lawn. But you know what? That cheered me up. And
again,
it's like, oh, wait a minute, something a little bit outside of the box, something a little bigger than me. That did. It cheered me up.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Six deer on my lawn. So my husband and my kids and I were, like, looking, and they were just hanging out, the mom, the dad, the little ones. So, but talk about remote. I mean, so it's definitely different, and I'm trying my best to just, you know, meet people and to really – you know, you asked me, tell us the good parts about it. The people
are
quality.
Your good parts was good was bad. It wasn't all good.
I'm trying to make it. To look, because there's nothing, it's just like different, you know, and different is good. You just have to figure it out. But I'm liking it. It's just, I'm a people person.
What's the bad?
So I just got to get out of there. What's the bad? You don't want me to be political, but I'll give you a little hint.
Oh,
there
I think
sure
I know.
Are, there sure are a lot of signs out on lawns.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you're saying.
And it just kills me because they must be so deadhead.
No,
it's
you
just
know
like
what?
People are just one-track minded.
I don't know.
You know, obviously I'm lean very far to the left, but I will definitely always have an intelligent discussion with somebody if they come up to the table with some really, really, really good reasons.
Exactly.
Me too.
But
me too.
But see, I can't help but think that this, and I've been saying, this whole thing is orchestrated.
And you know
it's
funny? Because but everybody that loves Trump really hates Hillary. And
that's
the reason why. That's the reason why they love Trump. I mean, they'll give you a ton of reasons why Hillary shouldn't be president. But don't give me a reason why Trump should.
What people don't realize, and this is a point I always use, is the last time there was any type of protest vote happened many, many years ago when President Hindenburg got bounced out of the way because of Chancellor Adolf Hitler. That's the last time something like this happened because they so hated him and they so were against him for ruining the country, for bringing poverty around, that the next person that came along and said all the things they wanted to hear got into power.
Yeah.
And that's the last time something like that happened. And look how...
Yeah, look how that happened.
Yes. So.
The only thing I can say is I bet you, I'm hoping anyway, that there's going to be a lot of voters.
Yes.
As opposed to other years where maybe people were a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, you know, it's cool. Like, you know, the person that I want is definitely going to win
gonna
or
right.
I don't need to vote because it's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just the person that just didn't get involved with politics at all and didn't feel that their input made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps this year it can be a change for them, and so that could be a positive thing. But again, not to go crazy in that direction, but James and I both were laughing because there's definitely a lot of signs, and and I guess I can't really say there's anything
more
negative.
I
mean,
that's enough.
But
yeah,
but, you know,
not.
See, this is the way I look at it. agree to disagree, and maybe this could open up a conversation. Because, again,
sure.
I could disagree with on policy with people, and they could still be good people. They just don't agree with the same things I do. And so, you know, okay, that doesn't necessarily make them a bad neighbor. But
100%.
It's something that you might want to explore a little deeper. And you know what?
You
sometimes
know what's funny,
somebody
though?
Could, that's
you,
what,
you could go back and forth with somebody with policies that's happening
uh-huh.
now. There's only one policy that's given on this side. There's no policies
well,
coming from the other guy.
Because I
so
still,
we're going to make America great again. Where's the policies?
I will say this out loud. This was a plant to divide the Republican Party, and that's exactly what happened. And there was never any real intention. And we're going to go from November 8th.
Well, Trump TV is already launched.
Well, this is what
I'm saying.
It's
already launched, so that's not reasoning
for it. He's going to be on the right side of Fox News, and this is what he wants, and this is what he's going to get.
I don't know.
You know, this is
have 2 more weeks.
This is a reality campaign.
Two more weeks.
This is exactly what it is. But you know something? I know Winter only had a few minutes with us.
Wait a minute.
Is there anything
you
want to say before you leave?
Do you think that I was knee-deep? Talk about changing your environment. I'll give you this as a last note.
Go ahead.
I was on my hands and knees. Oh, God. Now that just was a strange image to say. But hands and knees.
I was going to say we're PG-13, but that's okay.
I know you are, which is why I didn't bring up another stress reliever, and that's all I'm going to say.
You could have.
Of course you can. It's part of life.
Course.
Let's just say altering your state of being is important, as is physical touch. But
there you go. Do we have any like cheesy guitar, like porn music?
No.
Oh, okay.
How about a kiss?
That's important, baby. Come on, James. That was the first thing out of my husband's mouth. I told him the topic of conversation. He's like, "Well, how PG is your show?" But that's important too. But I did not. I told you where I was going to be today, so I was helping a friend move. I was on my hands and knees with an X-Acto blade chopping into a shag carpet that was put in, 1916, I don't know when. There was a dog that had lived there. There was dust, hair in me. I'm stripping this carpet. I'm sweating. I'm like, I'm really getting, because I was a little, honest to God, I just get in a state of being from the change of seasons. I really believe in that. So I was feeling a little blah.
Oh.
I was like, I was getting into it, and that definitely put me in like a different zone. But I'm like, I am not going to just step outside now with like the fibers and the dog hair and the movers and have this strong conversation. So I just changed my location, just so you know.
Okay, good. But be careful with that blade, honey.
Oh, I know.
Watch your
I know.
Hands.
Well, you know what? It's kind of cool to that was my last thing that I was going to say about relieving stress and helping other people.
There you go.
It
nothing
might sound cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
But it really
but
really
it helps. Yeah,
helps.
Definitely.
It's because it creates a good feeling in you. And again, it gets
especially
you
like volunteering. Volunteering
absolutely.
Is the best feeling.
The best thing in the world.
Absolutely. Helping other people, I think, is an awesome stress reliever. And guess what? That's what we do as trainers, and that's what we do as fitness teachers and being a massage therapist. And, it's helping people feel better. And sometimes it's just or it can just be a random act of kindness.
That's so important.
Is so beneficial. I think it just makes you have a better, happier life.
Oh, absolutely.
Less stress, happier life. But,
and you know what? It takes you out of yourself. You forget your problems for a little bit. You listen to somebody else's. You have a laugh.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Not to sound corny, that's what it's about.
Well, I know. And you know, you could have, I'm going to bring him up again, but my husband, James Ellen Gold, he'll fight me on this, and he'll be like, I don't want to measure my happiness from the down luck of someone else. And I'm like, no, it's not about that.
I said,
you know what I'm saying? And it's not about that. It's about doing something and being with someone and helping them out in that moment. and and feeling that gratitude and that love and that good feeling. It's just holding that feeling and walking away. It's
Absolutely.
Not using it as a barometer to, oh, well, you know, this is now my life seems a little bit better. No, that's not what it's about. It's just about doing something kind and loving and just feeling how good that feels and making someone happy and just that leave it at that, because I believe that will keep that cycle and it will just promote, you know, happiness and less stress.
And, you know, so I don't think that I think now Winter Gabriel has two titles. One is fitness correspondent. The other is spiritual correspondent. What do you think of that, Elite? What do you think of that, Winter? What do you think?
I love it because, Lori, I'm not religious, and
neither are we.
I'm spiritual, but I struggle with what that means. But, you know, to me, it means something bigger than myself,
mm-hmm.
and that whatever it is that I'm putting out there in the universe, I'm kind of creating my path and hopefully affecting other people. And I guess that's what being spiritual is to me.
That's exactly what you're creating
right.
Because you get back with your friends. I mean, you got a ton of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You got a great family. You got a great husband. You're giving out a lot of positive
mm-hmm.
energy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We try to
create
the energy we want.
Yeah. And
because
it comes back
I want
to you
back.
Tenfold.
Exactly. Because you know that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Winter Gabriel, we
thank you for
you.
The 10 minutes of time.
Thank you for 10 minutes of your time.
I love talking to you.
And we will have you on as often as you'd
yes.
like, but I guess, you
just
know,
let us know when you're
let
available.
Let us know when you're available and pop on.
Sounds great, and I think this is a really wonderful, important show, so I'm going to make sure that I let people know, and I think it's
yes.
helpful to so many different types of people. So.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
All right, my love.
You have a wonderful
have a
day.
Great
Just be
day.
Careful with that blade, please.
Yes.
Oh, I think I'm done for the day with the blade.
Okay, good. Go enjoy,
all
right. darling. Thank
Take
you, love.
Care.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Winter Gabriel, fitness correspondent for the Bridal Body Shop. How about that? And you know what? Hit on so many good points. Yep. Give it up for her. Yeah, a lot of good points, you know, and you know what's funny is when she was talking about touch being very important, they did studies on premature babies
mm-hmm.
that they wanted them to put on weight. And the best way to have a premature baby put on weight is to give it a massage every day.
Oh, really?
And it just thrives because of that. It just thrives with, you know, it regulates, it increases circulation, the
mm-hmm.
lymphatic system, the digestive system, so
right.
the baby put on weight faster than those who weren't massaged. So touch is, you know.
It's very important.
Touch is really important.
And hug a day, they say, you know.
I think the two biggest stress relievers are the human voice.
Yes.
And touch.
And touch.
And the truth is, I found out a very, very, very long time ago that the most important thing, the thing that could be the pivotal point in your day is that voice on the other end of the phone. And I've seen how you could be having just a horrible day and just isolating yourself and then somebody called you and changes the dynamic.
Or even comes over to your
yeah.
house, you
yeah.
know, and just makes you feel better.
But I'm just saying, if you can't, you know, be there in
just
the
just another
physical,
voice, right?
Yeah, it's just that exchange mm. that we have. So I think she hit on all the points that we were gonna
yeah.
make.
Yeah, definitely.
But I want to tell you, Elite, I have something to tell you.
What are you gonna tell me?
Did you know? You're probably not in tune with this like I am now, but not all water is created equal. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Most, and you buy bottled water, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Okay, most bottled water on the shelf.
From Poland Springs.
Right, anything like that.
I believe it's not from Poland Springs,
it's
but
probably
okay.
not. But most of them are 75% acidic. So now
really?
Think about this. Now think about this.
Regular water?
Yeah. Now, it could be the way they're packaged, could be a lot of different things, but they're on the shelf and they're sitting there for that long. Now, think about this. If we are pretty much all water, most of our percentage of our body
yeah,
is water.
Yeah, mostly water.
So imagine now we encourage more acid into our system, joining and assimilating with our own body's
acid.
Natural. So what do we get? We get
guests.
We get you're probably that, but we get.
Well, we have even, a lot of guests in our body also.
And our next guest for next week
mm-hmm.
is Chris Cipriano, and he is from. You ever hear of Kangen Water?
Well, I think you brought it up to me.
I brought it up to you. But a lot of celebrities are using this now. I forgot who the he's a comedian, but I think Bill Gates has been turned on to this. A lot of celebrities have been coming on and swearing by the therapeutic properties of this water and how much better you are.
Well, I'm looking forward to listening to this guy, Chris.
In a general state, but people who have like diabetes, people have gout. This should be a very interesting water. Show. This is the water, and
okay.
it's been around for a while, but now it seems to be picking up some traction. So Chris is going to be on with us next week. So definitely, it should be an interesting show because, I mean, he told me a bunch of stuff that I didn't know, and I thought I pretty much had my ear on the track of certain things, but apparently not. So he's going to be joining us next week, so everybody better be tuned into that. Now, sponsor roll call.
I'm ready.
November 14th, our big partner, Wedding Salon. We had Tatiana on a couple of years ago. She's going to come on again. They're having a big to-do at the Metropolitan.
We're having a party.
I don't know if that's going to be what they're pumping through those
Everybody's
speakers.
Everybody's getting married.
And probably not as sharp as you're going, but okay. But November 14th, it's like 5 days before my birthday, and you think that
Stay before my father's.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You'd think they'd have a little something for the both of us, a little cake, but no, they're not going
you
to.
You never know. Let's
but
go show up.
The Wedding Salon is going to be having New York Metropolitan Pavilion from 4 to 8. Definitely, if you're getting married, whether you're getting married in New York,
the
whether
place
you're getting, it's
to
really,
be.
It really
the
is.
The place to be.
It's all under one roof. You'll find caterers. You'll find a bartender. You'll find everybody. It's like, I don't know if you've ever been there. I was there last year. It's like three floors.
Wow.
It's really a big to-do. So November 14th from 4 to 8, please be there. Wedding Salon. No one does weddings better than them. They really, honestly, they really, really do. Talk about an eye for detail. Other sponsors that we love them. They love us. Bruisers love them more. Topperson, you're not going to do better than
Topperson.
I tell
Topperson. You, I can't live without it.
I got a little doggy bag for you, sweetie
yeah,
pie.
Yeah, I really can't
yeah,
live without
I got,
it.
I got your supply. You know what? You
and I'm serious.
Yes.
I mean,
No.
Not, you know.
The stuff really works. And if you find you don't have anything really extensive wrong with you, put it on a bruise. You'll see the bruise go from blue-black
mm-hmm.
to yellow in 24 hours. It accelerates healing. That is all you want a product
it's
to
all
do.
All you need to know.
You don't need to block pain.
That's it.
Accelerate the healing. Topperson, www.topperson.com. Go to their website. Pick up all their for the dance. They have the fibromyalgia. They have everything. Go and peruse their site.
Woo-hoo!
You will love it. And I think there's a special Top Fit 30. You put Top Fit 30 in, I think you get a discount.
30%
for listening
off,
to the Bridal Body Shop.
Us.
So, yep,
the
yep,
show.
Yep. And look for us, Fitness Friday. We do Fitness Fridays for them every day. So if you haven't liked their page, like it so you get a little tidbit for us at the end of the week. Topperson. We love
Muscle
Meat. No filler. Muscle Sport Magazine. We just love that magazine. It is old school bodybuilding. That's what you want. You don't want the ads.
Nope.
There are some ads, but you don't want it to be overrun. You don't want the conversation to be stampeded by ads. You want the content.
The winner of magazine.
Muscle Sport Magazine. Go to their website, www.musclesport.com. And I think this month is free delivery. Eddie Robinson is on the cover. I don't know if anybody out there is listening who's an old-time bodybuilder. He's been around for at least how many years? 25?
Oh, it's a long time.
Longer than that. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking so.
Long time. Okay. I think it's a 2002 in there, something like that.
Wow.
He's
been around a long time.
Long time.
So go to their website and you will not. Hey, look, just what does it hurt?
Get nothing.
It's very cheap, and if you don't like it, I would be very surprised. But that's our show. I think we got everybody in.
You did.
Did I?
You did.
Did I do good? Thank you to Winter Gabriel,
yes.
who is always a delight and always infuses such, and honest, you know what? She was very honest with a couple of things, very generous with you know, some things she told us about herself, and, you know, that's why we love her. She's a good lady.
That was a great story.
It was a great story. That I can't, I'm going to be repeating that story this week, I tell you.
Seriously.
So on that note, until another week, we hope you go out and do something positive. Do something good for somebody. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. That's what it's about. And I thank my lovely co-host, Lee Ziegelman.
No, don't make me blush.
For riding shotgun again and making this
you.
Show, making this environment a lovely, bouncy one with me. That's what
bouncy.
I thank you
bouncy.
For 3 years of 4 years of that, my darling.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Cheers to you.
Thank you.
And cheers to everybody at home listening. And join us back next week. And we hope that we see you see fit to make exercise a part of your life.
Happy
Take
Wednesday.
Us home. Goodbye.